I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode of the Net Positive. Is it the Net Positive?
It's just not. Net Positive.
Yeah, there is no the.
No the.
Net Positive. Brought to you by Good Ranchers, baby. You see how much energy I got?
A ton of energy.
I got some of that Good Ranchers in me right now. This 4th of July, babies, you're sitting on your Swedish chair that you had to assemble yourself, feet propped up on your Persian rug, watching your Japanese TV, drinking your German beer. Because you know, the Bud Light, who wrote this, dude? Wow. Okay.
Trust the copy.
I got it. Yeah. You might ask yourself, do you have anything made in America anymore? Boom. The answer, if you go to goodranchers.com and use my promo code NETPOSITIVE, that will be a yes. Because you'll strictly be eating American raised meats. And I got a chunk of this. Mm-hmm. I got a whole animal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they sent me. Did they get you got it?
I didn't get mine yet. All right, I can't wait.
I got a box and I opened it up and there's bacon in there. There's hamburger meat in there in patties, whatever that's called. Sirloin steaks, Wagyu beef.
They gave you the whole farm.
And then I got some chicken that's like already for like fajitas.
Nice.
It comes in a nice setup. Yeah. During their 4th of July sale, which starts today, Good Ranchers is doing Independence Daily deals. That means
clever.
On the top of the $30 off, use the code NETPOSITIVE. You're going to also have amazing deals available for the next 16 days when you go to goodranchers.com. Today, you're going to get an awesome deal on the best quality beef, chicken, and pork, all of it raised in America. It's a Toby Keith song. That's not in there. Celebrate your freedom as we get closer and closer to July 4th with amazing new deals every day. GoodRanchers.com.
Go to GoodRanchers.com today. Take advantage of these amazing deals. Use our code NETPOSITIVE to get an additional $30 off your order. That's GoodRanchers.com. Code NETPOSITIVE for these amazing Independence Daily deals. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Bro, this I'm just going to tell you right now, it's different meat. Mm-hmm. It's different type of meat. We just Lydia cooks it, and it's just she just put a piece of butter on it, and that was it.
Love it.
It didn't eat any.
It's good meat.
You know, sometimes you get meat, and you need to do a lot to it.
Yeah,
a lot to it.
Yep.
This meat you don't need to do nothing to.
No, and who's got time?
You thaw it out. You're ready. You're good to go.
Yeah,
game changer, baby. We're headed out to the West Coast this week. Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks this weekend.
Nice.
Weekend after that, Las Vegas, San Diego, and Anaheim, baby. Then we're going to the Elkhart County Fair in Goshen, Indiana, July the 21st. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, July 28th. That show is sold out. September. I'll just give you September. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield. Then we're going up to Canada, Ottawa, Peterborough, London, Ontario, and then Myrtle Beach. Which is the home of white trash people. I'm not going to say that. Come on, not up top.
I was thinking it too.
So. Yeah, and then rounding out the month in Roanoke, Virginia, baby. Let's go. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm feeling real good, dude.
World traveler.
Dude, I just got back from Honduras.
Yep.
Also, but we got an awesome episode today.
Yes.
We're going to get into the guest in a second. But, dude, have you seen anything about the Titanic thing?
Yes,
bro.
I have that.
What?
I have that right here. It's one of my things.
All right. I don't think by the time this episode comes out, let's be careful of what we say because it's going to be resolved.
Right.
I think not good.
Probably not.
No, I don't think. Have you know about it, Andrew? Dude, 5 people went down in the Titanic in a submersible, like a submarine, but a small one. Like
they went down to explore the wreckage.
15 feet and they disappeared.
They couldn't find the sub.
Dude, there's none, it's disconnected. They can't get back up to the surface and they got another 48 hours of oxygen.
I'm just going to get a quick update here.
They're all going to your impending death is coming in 2 days and you're in this little cube with each other. Yeah, they lost radio contact.
They have no idea
where
it is.
There it is right there. There's six. That's it. There's five people in it. That dude.
Still missing as of right now.
That is terrifying, dude.
It had a 96-hour oxygen supply.
Yeah, and it's been almost 72 hours, probably.
So it's 900 nautical miles east of Cape Cod. Dude. Which the thing that I really took out of this news article when I read it was, I didn't know that's where the Titanic sank.
I didn't either. I thought it left from England to come to America. It's around here, dude. I thought it was like somewhere a long way away.
I don't know why I thought it was like in Antarctica.
So did I.
In my mind, that was what it was because of the iceberg and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, of course there's icebergs up there, dude.
I mean, it's like just such a compelling story to follow because you're putting yourself in that situation and you're going, oh.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What would you do? We're in the sub right now. It's the three of us. We have 96 hours of oxygen.
All right. And there's no, okay.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't even want to get into this, but I will, I guess. But there's no section where the pilot is that's separate.
Right. He's right next to
the pilot, and not the pilot, but like the guy that's like controlling things. And he's like, there's like seven different fail safes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if one of the things fails, they have the other engine. If that thing fails, they have the ballasts. If that thing fails, they have the, and so he's kind of like by himself kind of operating this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going,
there's gotta be a mood shift.
He's got to turn and he goes, okay, we've lost power or we've lost communication. Yeah. And he's like, but I'm going to, You have to have optimism down there. It takes 3 hours. Just they go like this in a corkscrew because you can't acclimate that fast. Just going straight down. So they circle straight down.
You've really done
in
your
the
research
ocean
on this.
No, I was into it deep last night.
Yeah, dude.
Straight down in the ocean for 3 hours into just darkness.
How deep is it and how strong is the sub? Because my immediate thought would be like, we're either going to suffocate because we run out of air or we're going to be crushed.
If there's a leak in there, it's over.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that would be preferable.
Getting crushed, you think?
And you just wipe it versus like, hey, you're going to, in 2 days, you're going to die.
I think I'd rather run out of air.
And you sit there and you sit. Because
I think I'd just be like, let's all go to sleep.
Is that how you do?
I think
you just
that's
go
how
to sleep?
I would play it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you're breathing, but it's not oxygen.
Right.
All right. So there's no.
Dude, that's so crazy.
I'm just thinking about sitting in there and you go, why did we do this?
They're in there right now.
I mean, I was having a hard time, like, if they go, hey, we lost, like, this is now an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
This is an emergency.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they have to bolt them in from the outside because that's so much pressure. There's no latch that you, so you got to get to the surface and you can't just balloon up.
Right.
You can't just pull, because that'll kill you.
Right.
Going from all the way down there.
So even if you get to the surface, you can't get out.
No,
is what
you're
saying. They still have to be found.
Yeah, they have to be found. And they could be floating on the surface right now.
You hope they are.
And they're looking for them.
Uh-huh. Wow, man. They have identified some of the people inside. There's a British billionaire in there.
Yeah.
There's another prominent Pakistani businessman with his son.
Yeah.
So you know conspiracy theories will start to swirl because now there's money involved. How much collective net worth are both those guys? And then there's the conspiracy theory of like, what if the aliens might be in the oceans, not in the skies? What if they
taking them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because the guy that owns it is in there. The guy, the CEO of the company, he's running it.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's like, I believe in this product, obviously.
Yep.
I feel like they have a pretty narrow, if they're going to the Titanic, isn't there like a pretty narrow search window?
Yeah, he said only in this winter. It's just going straight down. And
yeah,
then,
like they've got to be within
a couple miles.
Like a small circle.
But they can't get down there. That's the thing.
But technology should, I feel like we should be able to just like fly a drone over the area and be like,
that they're doing it like sonar. Yeah. And he's like, hopefully a guy's like tapping on the wall of the, and they could hear it by sonar.
Well, also though, if they lost power and like couldn't move themselves, the current's going to take them wherever it wants to take them too.
Yeah,
so then it's
point,
like, I mean, at this point, a day and a half later, they could be,
you could be 50
hundreds
miles.
Of miles, thousands yeah. of miles. I don't know.
And you don't, and you can't, you also can't like, I was like, is there like a balloon on it to like pop it to like, if all else
inflate
fails,
something.
Cause, yeah, because, but you can't like, it's like, you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we find it. How are you going to get down there?
Right.
And I was like, why didn't, this is a dumb question, but like, why didn't you just put it on a rope? No, like a, no, really.
Yeah.
Like a cord, like something that's tethered.
I feel like they usually are. I feel like anything I've seen
top.
On like Discovery Channel, they're tethered yeah. to something.
That you can, like emergency. I don't know. But
I
was
know,
so
man.
Moved. I was so, I like, I kind of wanted to cry.
It is.
It's so
very sad.
Dude. The ocean is not to be played with.
No.
And we've talked about like the kid jumping over in on the cruise ship
mm-hmm.
a couple of days. And then there's like, I've seen this thing about like these orcas, like these killer whales.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dude,
yes,
what
yes.
is going on? Yes. The ocean is like, no more. Dude.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. The ocean woke up.
The ocean is like, nah, dude, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
And it's so power. I've watched these things on like these things on TikTok about like, undercurrents and whatever water that's like for like
oh yeah when it's oxygenated
it's like
yeah.
dude I'm not scared of the ocean I am and the sharks like on like 30A
mm-hmm.
like hammerhead sharks
that's where I'm
dude.
Going this weekend.
The ocean is not messing around.
Mm-mm.
No
dude, I don't play with the ocean like that. I'll go in, I love the beach, I love the water, that's great, but like
yeah
you get me above my head in the ocean. I saw
something on
you.
TikTok yesterday. There was like, you know, let's say 50 yards out and there's like a sandbar and these people are walking in a foot of water
mm-hmm.
and somebody's on the beach going, I know that looks fun, but that it's going to turn. They go, it turns so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're out there and you can't swim against it and
yeah.
it's over. It's
the
over.
Sharks also like the area between the shore
dude.
And the sandbar because
dude.
It's where the water's warm
I
and a lot of the fish gather there. And so that's where the sharks will come in and hunt.
I mean, everything, the
don't play, man.
Do not. But the ocean,
I'm a National Geographic Discovery Channel kid. I know the consequences of nature.
Bro,
dude.
Ocean PR in the last month is just, they're, I mean.
Talk about the orcas and what's going on with that.
Okay, they're like, but organizing
yeah.
to like terrorize boats.
Right.
And they're like speaking to each other. They can communicate, however. And like, have you ever seen it with the polar bear? Like the three orcas come in and
yes,
like,
they
and
make
like,
the wave.
Make the wave and get,
it's
get
a seal.
Polar a seal. Yeah,
yeah.
To eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking polar. Yeah. I've seen that a couple of times. I'm like, all right. So they're talking.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like a mission. And it was something they said there's a couple different reasons why. Maybe during COVID and they had peace and then all the boats came back. They were literally like
interesting
organizing to flip boats and like
they're attacking. I saw they were attacking rudders and like some scientists
yes.
were talking about they think it's because like they think they're doing this to teach the younger orcas how to hunt and they're using boats as like playthings. So like this is how we.
Yeah, but dude, that's their place.
Right?
It's their place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's theirs.
Yeah.
Don't go, or like, I don't know, like you have a certain amount of, obviously all human life is valuable, but you have a certain amount of, well.
Well, they're not hurting any of the people. The thing that I saw is like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're
you're
just
not,
flipping
yeah.
the boat and then they're not like trying to eat the people that
yeah.
are in the boat. They're
yeah,
just trying
now.
To. Yeah, I guess for now.
But yeah, they don't eat, but the it's not. With all the PR with the ocean, it's like yeah, this that's their
yeah,
like
yeah.
you assume this risk when you go down to see the Titanic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, people got so mad about like Harambe
yeah.
when somebody was in the exhibit. The kid
yeah.
went into the exhibit.
In the exhibit. Yeah,
it's like dude, stay out of the exhibit.
You're
and like
going to
the
exhibit.
World is their exhibit.
They got that.
We're in their exhibit.
We're like hey, and I don't care how big of a Saudi prince you are, or how big of a hey, respectfully. Y'all good?
You got to tip your cap. To
jumping
nature.
In, jumping in. I mean, that everybody said that kid got eaten by a shark. Because there's like shark infested. And he jumped in on like a dare. I don't even like lakes.
Yeah.
I don't even like streams. Yeah.
Open water is one of my biggest fears. For that reason, I don't know what's below me, man. And I know if something wants to come around, it has the massive advantage on me.
And it's 2 miles below you.
Right.
There's so much below you.
Right. Dude.
It's
low-key the highest I've ever been above something, but it's in water.
That's a good way to think about it.
You know what I mean?
Gosh, dude. I mean, yeah, you don't want to make jokes about it because it's
extremely sad.
I don't think it's going to end well.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. We didn't want to get into that, but we had a great episode.
But we did.
This week's episode, baby, we got a guest.
We got a guest.
Yeah, we got a guest. My buddy Tyler Fisher's in town. Yeah, man. Shooting a movie. He's a New York comic. We've been friends for a while, and he's in town shooting a movie that he can't talk about.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
That's how
you know it's good. He's shooting a movie. Is it nice enough to stop by the pod? We had a hilarious chat.
Yeah, dude. Cool, dude, to get his perspective on like living in New York.
Think about just these impersonations were, or what do they call them? Impressions.
Yeah.
Just absolutely top tier.
So good.
Stick around. No, they're throughout the whole thing.
There's, and I would argue maybe the best one is towards the end.
The best one is towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. I don't want to ruin it.
No.
It's just so good. I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in an episode.
No, that, I mean, we're falling out of our chairs. Like, unbelievable.
Gosh, I wish I could do those. I can't.
I actually like that I can't because it makes me respect it even more.
When the people can do them, I know Jay Pharoah does, like when he does Denzel. Mm-hmm. It's just so, but you can listen to Denzel. I don't know what the science behind thinking why that's so funny.
Yeah.
Listening to that is just so funny.
Yeah.
It's just like tickles your brain.
It's so unexpected too. Like how he just sprinkles them into conversation. Like that is incredible.
What an episode, man. Tyler Fisher, here we go. Let's go.
I was about to fail out of high school.
Yeah. That sounds like a comic.
Right.
That checks out. Yeah.
And I needed like one, like C. I needed like a C to get me in. You know, it wasn't even like an A. I just needed a C.
To get into what? Graduation?
To graduate.
Oh, I thought he was like, no, college. No. Sorry. Just graduate in high school. Yeah.
I just needed a C.
Yeah.
So public school in Connecticut, I was friends with the acting teacher. I would go over his house and drink every night.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how high school works. Yeah. You went over to your teacher's house and drank with him?
Every
sure
night.
This wasn't college? It sounds a lot like college.
Every single night.
Was he in your neighborhood?
He was like a walking distance. So I'd go over and he was a playwright, right? So he would take the train into New York put on little plays. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, as a kid? Oh, yeah.
And so
turns out he wasn't going in there for plays the whole time. But yeah. He's like,
he was sexually abusing kids. No,
yeah. I'm a playwright. Oh yeah, yeah. Come over and have some beer.
You're playing wrong.
Yeah.
So I took his class because I knew he had to give me a good grade.
Yeah.
Or I'd get him probably put in jail.
Are we allowed to air this?
I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
What's off limits? I don't care about anything.
No, there's
no. It's on your
statute of limitations.
We don't. We typically don't swear.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I think we're good though.
Hmm? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Sexual abuse has nothing to do with cursing.
Yeah, that's a real story.
Yeah,
that's a story. That's how
it's history.
Yeah, so, and that's how you became a comedian.
Yeah. So I took his acting class.
Yeah.
And we did like some improv, and he was like, "This is what you should do." From that moment on, that's all I did.
Dude,
wow,
that's crazy because that seems like a sketchy situation.
He was such a great mentor.
I have the exact same story with somebody. I don't want to put them out. They're no longer living, but like that I was kind of like.
You're going to his house to do fentanyl?
No. Yeah, well, no, he's that guy's alive.
Different guy.
Yeah. No, it was a guy that, I mean, rest in peace. He's no longer, but it was very.
Just let me know where you're going to start recording just so I can.
No, we're going. We're starting. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We got that.
It was very like he had a very, like some of the things that were across the line as a gay guy. Some of the things were across the line, but I think he might have made my entire career. That's a true story.
How?
I don't want to tell. He just, it was very, like he was, he took me on the road
with
him.
You're like, I want to be gay too, so.
No, not at the time. Not at the time.
Okay.
He took me on the road with him and did mentor me and did help me and did give me opportunities that were significant.
Oh, the road doing stand-up?
Yes.
Oh.
And also there was like,
Cosby?
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're whispering, we're in the headphones. It, yeah. When you whisper into the microphone and then other people have headphones, they can hear it.
Yeah. Weird how that works.
Yeah.
I don't get invited on podcasts very often.
Well, yeah. He like also was very instrumental in my growth, but he also like invited me to his room a couple times and I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We always talk about that in the Christianity or like faith where like somebody is a good person and also bad.
Yeah.
Or like, and they, not that that guy was bad, I wouldn't know, but like both can exist. Like he can help you and invite a high schooler over to his house to drink.
Yeah.
Like what I thought he was a bad guy or I thought, and then you realize news about him and you're like, no, he's a,
yeah, nothing.
He's
ever
good and bad.
Nothing happened, you know?
Yeah. But you can't invite your students over to drink in your house.
Yeah.
But
that's what happened. Maybe and that's still bad.
Yeah. Maybe in Connecticut, you're allowed to do that. Maybe.
Yeah. He lives in Afghanistan now, but I don't think anything happened. Nothing bad.
I don't know if that's a joke or not.
Actually turned out. No. No, I actually tried to Google him recently. I can't find him.
Wow.
Wow.
You'll have that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I did that. Went to college for acting and got right in the plays and everything. And then I dropped out. I lost my mind. I couldn't be around that type of energy.
Actors.
Yeah. I went to London and was living in a house with, it was all musical theater people.
We talk about those people a lot because I feel like they're the ones that protest the museums. They're the ones that go in there with the paint people.
Yeah. You could tell by their movements. Like you ever see them, they're just putting the paint on there. It's very theatrical.
We always talk, we've talked about this a ton because we do like a protester of the week in here and then we kind of roast every protester. there's like always a beta guy.
Yeah.
It's like the female lead and then like a beta guy behind her like trying to,
he's always holding a sign.
Yeah, he's always doing he has a secondary role.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone. It's the best. But you live around there in LA, you live in New York.
I live in New York, yeah.
You live currently in New York.
I live, I live in a hotel down the street for now. I live in Brooklyn.
What's it like up there?
I mean, there's no one vibe, just like there's no America. You know, every town is wildly different.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in a 98% West Indian neighborhood.
Why? We're in New York City?
In Brooklyn, yeah.
Goodness.
Because I found a house there 14 years ago.
You've been living in there for 14 years?
Yeah, yeah. I ran an Airbnb in there for like 8 years.
What'd you do
during
COVID?
It's a 5-bedroom house.
Nice.
So that's what I did. I babysat during the day.
During COVID?
Secretly. Not during COVID. Early on.
Okay. How do you secretly babysit?
I just didn't tell nobody I knew I did it.
You didn't tell their parents that you were babysitting?
I didn't tell their parents. Yeah. Well, my acting mentor, that's what he taught me to do. I was just doing what he taught me to do. Get kids back to your house, get them drunk, and get them on Broadway.
Yeah. Don't let the parents find out.
Well, I didn't want comedians to know, you know? So they'd see me with a kid. I'd be like, this is my nephew.
Yeah.
Get in here, buddy.
Yeah, there's a thing about not letting comedians know. I sometimes post stuff. I'm like, comedians are going to crush me for this. You ever think that?
I don't have any comedian friends, really, so I don't care anymore. I'm telling you, it's the only way to go.
Well,
it's the only way to go. It's very hard.
Let me see.
Do that, but
catering your content to comedians, I know, is not the way. But I have a lot of comedian friends. Why don't you have any comedian friends?
It's just I don't find them to be good friends.
Did you used to?
When I was coming up a little bit. But then you get like a little bit of success and then they'd kind of shit on you and stuff. I go, I don't think this is like a long-term plan
be friends with comedians.
Yeah.
You need a couple, I feel like. But
I've got a couple. A couple. But they're more like, you know, we go for walks and talk about psychology and stuff. We don't really talk about comedy.
That's a lot of my comedian friends, I guess, I play golf with. They don't talk about comedy.
I live in Brooklyn and like if you veer away from the kind of woke norm of what's okay to joke about.
Yeah.
You really get, I mean, I really went through the ringer when I started even making fun of COVID like doing a Fauci impression. I mean, I do impressions of everybody, but the Fauci one suddenly was like, that's not okay.
Because that's how we kind of connected with each other.
Yeah.
Right? It's because it was it during COVID or before or after? It might have been after.
Yeah, it was.
It's people were kind of sending me your bits.
Yeah, probably towards the end a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. So was it like, because there's a lot of, if you watch any of his content, Alex, it's like, I feel like politically, you probably go farther than me. Probably where we agree pretty much, but you'll take things farther than I would.
Here's the thing. I don't think of it as political.
Okay.
You know, just like COVID's like, it's not political. They go, well, they made it political. Doesn't mean it is.
All right.
You know,
yeah, sure,
making
sure.
fun of, yeah, I just put up a joke about like, maybe you shouldn't, you know, remove the genitals of an 8-year-old. Maybe you should wait a little while, you know. And so it's not an anti-trans.
I don't think
joke.
That's just like a common sense.
And it's not political, but everyone will go, oh, so that you're so political. So I think I just don't accept that it actually is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then did you, because I feel like a lot of comedy is like, and like everything that's getting like taken down for like freedom of speech or like anybody's knocks on people's copyrights or whatever is from the right. No one on the left is getting taken down for anything.
No.
Not that that's political, but like that's where all the censorship is coming from on the internet. And I feel like when there's a topic that you can't talk about, that's when you should talk about it.
Exactly.
And I feel like a lot of the comics that were not political either, like a lot of like Andrew Schultz, Bill Burr, like some of these guys are like, all right.
Now all the Christians are going, oh, he's going to hell. That's brutal, right? That's freaking brutal.
Dude, that audio listen,
that is like, crazy. Oh,
Bill Burr's
dude.
On the show.
Ah, my wife's going to bitch at me, right, when she sees this. Now I get home, she's watching Oprah, right? I go, can you watch anything else? Nah, she's brutal. I don't know.
That's good, dude.
That's crazy.
That's phenomenal.
I have like a feud with him because I've never met him, but people send him my videos
for
like the last like 8 years.
Yeah.
And so we have this online thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he likes me or not.
He likes you. But Bill Burr is not.
Yeah.
Listen to me speaking for him. Yeah. I have no idea.
And you know, it's funny. I was supposed to meet him.
Yeah.
But because I didn't get the COVID vaccine, I wasn't allowed in the club.
Wow,
yeah. And I was like, what? It was like the most bizarre thing. Be like, that's I can't crazy. Meet my hero because I didn't get a shot.
Yeah, you wouldn't impersonate anyone you didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Fauci.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I don't know. They probably like 100.
And that's how you...
But like, Fauci, I was supposed to play him in Stephen Colbert's animated show.
Okay.
I forget what it's even called.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get the role. So I was like, so I just, you know, started making them on my own.
Yeah, you got to. Oh, so all those videos and stuff are it's the real video, but with your voice. For most, are the Trump ones and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's your voice.
It's my
voice. Dubbing over.
Yeah, well, most of them just were just me. Just I had the glasses on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Two weeks to flatten the curve. We're actually 2 weeks to flatten the curve, John. It's not humanly possible. And it's just wild how I got ripped apart for that. I'm like, I do impressions of everybody. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
I did an Owen Wilson, you know, I do this. I used to do the Wow and Wilson show where I had a green screen. It was Owen talking to Owen.
I can't fathom why that didn't take off.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was just a clip for the internet.
It's like I'm starting a podcast. That. The juice runs out after about 20 minutes of that show.
I've done 3,000 episodes.
Still not.
Wow, man. I can't believe it hasn't taken off, man. And so, like, you know, but suddenly there was that, wait, you can't. I've never felt that before as a comedian.
You
can't talk about that.
Yeah.
And me, like, I want to. When someone tells me I can't do something, like you told me I can't come on the show today.
Yeah.
Not to show up.
And then we had Locks and he was like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's the thing about comedy, because I feel like people have quote, like, I don't even know if, like, a lot of my, like, I feel like people that were moderate have kind of become, not radicalized on the right, that's not a right, but is like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, when I was growing up, politics was not like it is today. It was there. It existed.
Yeah.
Every 2 years people would vote, and every 4 years it was at a bigger voting. But I don't remember
That's a fun way to break it down.
There's bigger voting.
2 year vote, 4 years bigger voting.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I have that.
Accent, I like to do the bigger voting personally.
2 years bigger voting. Yeah. Trump's coming around for the bigger voting. Yeah. There's voting. And that no, what I was doing is me as a kid. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, there's big voting and there's bigger voting.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. And then now
George, with George Bush, there started to be some tension. I remember my family
Bush.
Was like, don't like
Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My family was like, don't like people that, you know, that like him. I remember.
Oh, really? Your parents would say that?
Well, they would kind of give off that vibe. But yeah. I was at a party and they had I feel so bad about this. They had they had a George Bush, a signed George Bush
poster.
Okay. I was like a radical left person. Yeah. And and I took it. I stole it.
To do what with it?
It's just still in my drawer at my dad's house. But that was like my protesting, you know?
You didn't I thought it somebody was, like George Bush.
I
like
thought it. I was doing the right thing. Yeah. So I guess it really did start, you know, if you lived in a pretty liberal town.
Yeah.
You know, I was 15. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah.
Protester of the week.
Protester of the week. Right, this guy. There so taking it down.
All I could do is say, I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to steal a picture. It was strategic. Mission accomplished. If people are still alive, I would love to give them back their photo.
George Bush is still alive. Oh, the person. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I say. I think.
Yeah.
George the second.
And
one.
Now I love George Bush.
Oh, yeah. Well, how does that transition happen?
Oh, yeah. Good question. I mean, super liberal family. My dad came out of the closet when I was 7.
As a Democrat? Racist. Oh, no. Shoot, dude, you got the joke on that. That's two comics right there. That's two comics, dude. I knew that wasn't, I knew what that was. Dang it, dude. My bad. I stepped on your joke.
No, he actually, as gay, no, but really as gay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have three dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but.
Sure, right. Sure. I mean, my dad got married, so, yeah. And then
but
my mom.
But you came from a woman.
I came from a woman.
Yeah, because, all right, yeah,
got it. What is a woman? Matt Walsh walks in.
He's here.
The camera crew.
Just panned to the couch.
With the camera crew. Yeah. All right, so that was in Connecticut. Well, I figure everybody, Connecticut, I haven't seen the election results, but I think that one goes blue.
It's pretty blue.
Oh, yeah. You're from up there.
I'm Massachusetts. My wife's Connecticut. Yeah.
This week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Caldera Lab, baby. Are we pronouncing that right?
We sure are.
Oh, yeah. I got it on my face right now.
Same.
That what is it called? I-Core? I got that on my skin right now.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's that good stuff. You're talking about the Icon.
Icon. I got the I-Core. Yeah, I got that on my
skin. Icon's that rejuvenating eye serum.
I was flying all day, and I get tired, and you can see the bags in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Put that Caldera Lab on you right there, right on top of it. Cleans you right up.
It's good.
Caldera Lab creates high-performance men's skincare. Sorry, ladies, or people that identify as men. Come on, not in the copy. Products by combining pharmaceutical-grade science along with nature's purest and most potent ingredients. As you age, not me, I'm aging in reverse, baby, but other people are, you might notice more fine lines, wrinkles, and signs. Time to take control of your skin with Caldera Lab. Listen, fellas, this is what the women want. Mm-hmm. You know when you drive a there's a commercial for a Mercedes, mm-hmm. and what's the sell? There's a woman mm-hmm. sitting next to you.
Yeah,
you put this on, women are gonna like you more.
Yeah,
they didn't. That's not in the copy, but
no. And I'll add to that.
Yeah,
you're gonna like yourself more.
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna like yourself more.
I do.
And then yeah. The clean slate is where you start your day. That's where I got that one. It's balanced cleansing and uses gentle plant-based cleansing, leaving all skin types exceptionally refreshed. Then you hit the base layer.
That's my favorite.
Then you hit the good. Mm-hmm. And then, it's a go-to night before bed and clinically proven. They got it all. I got five things, all from Caldera Lab. Just boom. Right
full
on my
spread, right?
Right on my skin.
Don't they look good on the counter, too? Yeah, they're all blacked out. Like they look sick. Good.
Somebody comes, it's not for the guest room. I'm not even disrespecting the product. I put it in the guest room. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
No.
Take your skin to the next level with Caldera Lab. Look no further than the Icon. That's what I got. Committed to transparency, sustainability, and excellence. Caldera Lab is on a mission to better men's skincare around the world. Uncompromising craftsmanship, exceptional ingredients, and rigorous transparency. Caldera Lab is here to upgrade your skin and
confidence.
Boom.
Yeah. Get 20% off with our code NETPOSITIVE20 at CalderaLab.com. That's 20% off at CalderaLab.com by using code NETPOSITIVE20. Take your skincare to the next level this summer with Caldera Lab.
Dude, you know what the best compliments ever from somebody like on the internet is, like, they know you look different, but they don't know why. Mm. Like, do you remember, have you ever read you probably haven't, the book, Big Book of AA? The two guys that started AA, one guy quit drinking, and then he came back and he saw his best friend, like, you know, 6 months, I'm messing up the timeline, 6 months later, and he goes, I don't know what you did.
Yeah.
Something's different.
Yeah.
Like, somebody said to me the other day, congratulations on the Botox. And nice. I've never.
Nice.
And that was such a compliment.
Nice.
That was, that's Caldera Lab.
That might be the best Caldera
that's
Lab.
That's Caldera Lab. They're like, congratulations on the Botox. I was like, I haven't done anything.
Nope.
But they're like, somebody goes, did you like get a haircut? You know, you don't know what they did. They didn't dye their hair, but they just look better.
It's that Caldera Lab regimen package, man. Get the whole thing.
I should have said that up top.
That's good.
Yeah. Somebody did say that to me. Never felt better.
It wasn't even like raised liberal. It was just CNN was on the TV, and that's what you're getting. There's nothing else exists. So Fox News was evil, all that stuff.
George Bush.
Evil. Yeah. Evil.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. Don't take the picture. Don't do it.
Who's that?
That's his dad, Dana Carvey. That's Dana Carvey okay, doing. Yeah.
That's Dana Carvey. Die. All right, got it. Yeah, yeah. I'll see if I can figure out who they are.
It really started. It started during COVID. When
all right, that's what. That's when it all started. Ryan told me. That's what Ryan told me. Yeah. All right. So then you were like,
I remember I was standing around a bunch of friends, and they're like, "When are you getting the shot?" And I was like, "They all had it scheduled."
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get it. And it was like, they all just looked at me like,
yeah.
You got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I remember just looking around going, what? We don't do this in this country. We don't talk about our medical procedures. I thought it was going to be my decision.
Yeah.
And
the
screwed up thing is that CNN scared me into not getting it.
Yeah.
I was still watching CNN 5 hours a day at that point. NPR.
So you've done this your whole life, 5 hours a day, CNN?
No.
I was just like,
I think like once the lockdowns happened or whatever, you know, I just had a lot of free time.
Okay, yeah.
NPR on all day.
So mainline in the NPR.
The back of my head. Today, in the injustice in the crayon industry.
Yeah.
How white supremacy is dominating the cupcake fact. You know, like everything
What is this?
Yeah. So I was just hating myself. It's like emotional cutting.
Okay, yeah.
And then, when I decided not to do it, I just got rumors started up about me. Like, you're a far right extremist. And this,
and
I didn't put any content out. This was just because I wasn't getting the COVID shot.
Really?
Yeah. And then the comedy clubs were like, we need your vaccine papers. And I just said, I can't show you that. And so I was just gone. I'd worked 15 years to. I'd just gotten to the comedy clubs in New York.
Just gotten in. Just
15 years, 7 days a week, open mics, ran my own shows, all that stuff. Finally making a living, and I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. And so
they were out.
I just started making, you know, videos about that stuff as well.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that makes me right wing I haven't really changed. That's the thing.
You're the same guy. Well, that's what happened to a lot of people is they were like, hey, I feel like I'm a reasonable person here.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and then they like, I've always said like this like kind of Trump, whatever, like, didn't y'all learn from the last time? Like, this is how he gets elected. Trump, by y'all pushing, you're going to make the people on the other side turn on you.
Exactly.
And then be more activated.
Right.
For bigger voting. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they gave me so much press, John, so much press. Billions, they say, frankly, billions of dollars. Can you believe this? Billions of free press. I said, keep it coming. We're going to jail. Even if he goes to jail, he'll make it cool, right? We're going to jail, right? Nobody goes to jail like I do. El Chapo couldn't do it that quick. He couldn't do it that quick. Al Capone took him so long, even Winona Ryder, that sad fat pig, she couldn't do it like me. No, we're going to make jail so great, John.
He says my name.
From the inside
he
out.
He says my name.
Well, I love it how he says, yeah. I think that's why people like him so much. He always says so everyone's name in the crowd. Where's Phil? Stand up, Phil. Where's Phil? Phil's the janitor at the local Jersey Mike's. Where's he? Stand up, Phil. He's a hero. Come say a few things, Phil. He's bringing like random people up. It's so funny.
We're going to make JL the best. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that everybody, I remember like in the early Trump days, it was like kind of like a joke. Remember when he was just starting to like.
I remember the day he announced.
Big joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
I'll never forget that.
We were like, but.
That was your 9/11.
It was just sure. Like, it was just like, okay. Like, but no one thought anything of it. And then it just kind of snowballed. Or I don't know what, I really don't know what happened now that I look back. Was that 2016?
Probably 15 right before.
And then everybody kind of became, I don't know what. Like
I actually thought it. I really thought he was going to win. And I
lived in LA at the time. I didn't think he was going to win.
So I went out and made a video dressed as a fake BBC reporter announcing that Hillary dropped out.
Okay.
Just to show the reaction. Because I was like, guys, you get better prepare for this.
Yeah.
And so I went and broke news, you know, Hillary dropped out of the race and people were crying and screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I just wanted to see what was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important for like a comic that you kind of remain, you should be able to be critical of everything.
Yeah.
Not critical, but you should be able to provide commentary on everything.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, as a Christian, I feel like sometimes if I go into like somewhere where there are no Christians, I'm very supportive and defending of Christianity. But then amongst Christians, I like roast Christianity.
Sure.
Like this, I love Jesus, but this stuff's a little wild.
Yeah, you do that brilliantly in your jokes. And I'm not religious and I still can find it funny. I could still be like, oh, I could see through your jokes how that's how you're kind of.
And yeah, well, I feel like you've kind of done this, like you do the same thing every once in a while, like with the right. It's like, hey, but then you kind of like just keeping everybody honest here.
Sure.
And that's what I feel
because
like,
even with if I'm making fun of Trump, I'm just making fun of his personality.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anything about politics.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm making fun of his hand movements and like how he kind of sways like a toddler a little bit at the end of a speech.
And you could, you don't know.
So you have to be careful. When people go, well, that's political, you have to really like stay the course and not not take the bait.
Yeah. But you can speak of your experience with living in New York City and being forced to get the vaccine, not forced, but you're like, you can speak about that. That's just your own personal experience.
Yeah.
Or if you're talking about like, well, the Speaker of the House said this to you, like, I don't really know about
Bill
all that.
Bill Fee 64. Yeah. I don't know about any of it. Yeah, I don't even know the difference between a senator and a congressman.
Well, yeah, I don't think I do either.
I definitely don't.
Which are the ones that have two in every state?
Senators.
And they work in Washington and they're voted by the state senators.
Let's cut this out.
Who are the two Tennessee senators in Washington?
So senators are members of Congress.
Oh, he's Googling.
Yeah.
That's Google voice.
Oh, whatever. He's Googling. Yeah, senators are members of
Congress. Do we really care?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Most people don't know these things.
I don't know. I just go down. With the ballot, I just click RRRR. I don't know. That's a joke. Yeah, that's a joke, dude. That's a joke. I'm just kidding. I felt the same about like some of the things. And when people say you can't joke about like, you can't joke, like speech, that's the reason in a lot of ways we started this podcast because I wrote down this quote. I saw a TikTok. I was going to ask you about it because I feel like you're on the same page.
Do you get banned on TikTok? See, I'm like banned everywhere. So I'm like,
I've never been banned anywhere. Yeah.
It does radicalize you though.
Well,
because I'm like, okay. My accounts have been I was going up like thousands a day on TikTok.
Yeah.
Every video is getting like 3, 4, 5 million.
Yeah.
And they've just froze me. And I've been frozen at a 250,000 for 2 years.
Quarter million followers.
Yeah, okay, it's so frustrating because it's like, it's the difference between like maybe selling out one night at a comedy club,
yeah,
or a whole weekend or a theater.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really makes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Schultz is the same way. Schultz, you can't even search him on Instagram. Like, if you search his name, Schultz, you have to do the okay, full though. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah. But still, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where it does, I've never gotten, you talk about like, I've never gotten a strike on my account, yeah, but I have gone through like periods of like obscurity. I guess that's the best way to say it. Just like, because everybody in the past like month, as all over my like Instagram and TikTok be like, dude, so glad to see you back. I go,
that's funny.
What? I go, what? I don't know if they're talking about back from like when I was canceled or like back. They haven't seen me in a while. But I followed a guy. My buddy Paul sent me a message and like a good buddy of mine. And I go, oh, I haven't seen any of his content in forever. And I was going to go follow him. And I realized I was following him. Mm-hmm. But now I interacted with him on a comment, and now I see his stuff again.
If I think of somebody and I haven't seen their stuff in a while, I'll go to their profile and like a few pictures just to try to get them like back into my feed.
That's crazy.
Because otherwise they don't show up.
That's a better way to do it. Yeah. So have you ever been like formally like strikes?
I've had my accounts removed.
Well, I think that'll do it.
I mean,
they took it away.
Yeah, I had an Instagram account permanently banned like 6 years ago.
Okay.
And that, like, I almost like quit.
Well, that would be before you were, for what? Do you remember?
They don't have to tell you.
Because that was before COVID and before everything.
Oh, yeah, it was way before all
before Trump.
I just did a parody, it was like a parody page of like signs in New York. I would just kind of like Photoshop subway sign.
Okay.
It was blowing up.
Yeah.
And they just removed it. And I was like, what the, you know? So
yeah, they get that. Yeah.
And then they took my Instagram away for 2 weeks. And I happened to
That's
meet.
It's like being grounded.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's
like an adult. Yeah, when you're 36. Yeah. And then, you know, like, you're like,
I don't even know how that happens. Did they send you a message?
No, I just couldn't use it. Like, I couldn't log in, couldn't use it.
But it existed still.
It existed, but I couldn't post. I couldn't access it. And it was slow. They were slowly taking it apart. It was like the bio was gone.
Okay.
And then the videos were gone. Then the pictures. And then, like, they were just, like, taking my career apart.
It's like just like a transformer just coming undone.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I'm transitioning.
Yeah.
Into nothing.
I had, like, after I had like this video about yard political yard sign wars or something like that. So
I remember that.
One person puts out one person puts out Trump, the other guy puts out Biden, one guy puts out pride flag, the other guy puts, and it was just going back and forth.
That's so funny.
And then like we, it was like, what is that? Love is love. And then the other one was like Christianity is love. And then I got my Facebook. It got removed, and the 2 weeks prior, no, the 8 videos prior to that got removed.
Whoa.
So, and I was like, what, is this like my, yeah, you don't
punishing
know.
Punishing you.
It's like growing up Christian, really, kind of. Yeah. You don't know what you're proud, until they're like, can't do that. You're like, what? I didn't know that was a thing you couldn't do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, no, sorry, that's in our book. Can't do that.
It's like George Carlin, the 7 words you can't say.
Yeah, he didn't know
he didn't
it until
know
you
what
do
they
it.
Were.
Yeah. Until there's no, but that would be not advantageous to them to tell. Like their algorithm, they don't want to tell everybody how it works because they don't want the competition to know how theirs works.
It keeps
themselves.
You scared though a little bit.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of comedians, because I'll hear them going like, "What's working on TikTok this week? What's getting banned?
They're doing this."
Sad thing to hear comedians trying to figure out what words to avoid. And
well,
bleep
it is
out, and hey, I hear you can't say sex, so you want to bleep out. So I'm like, this is not good.
This is okay. It's not. It isn't good. And I think we talk about this a bunch on the pod about how. There's a lot of people trying to like trick the algorithm into, but I was like, well, what do you have to say? Like, if you like, imagine all the eyeballs on earth were like now on you, you got the algorithm, everybody came your way, you have 10 million followers. Like no one's ever talking about, like I'm doing Trump. No one's ever talking about what message do you have? What do you have a point of view on life? Do you have a perspective? And it's just like, just get attention, just get.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. But you do want to,
It could be. It could be healthy. I'm not to say you can't do it in a healthy way, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think we want to play by the rules. I mean, we don't want to be removed from YouTube.
Mm-mm. But when you don't know what the rules are and they change all the time.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you can't say certain words. Yeah. I mean, doesn't feel like America.
Well, it's a different America than the one we grew up in.
Yeah.
Because there was people, I remember there was people in our neighborhood.
Like when our dads were coming out of the closet.
Yours. Yeah.
Sleeping with his friend.
When the
Bruce, and then my mom had a mental breakdown. Bullied in school. Just not the same. I hate to talk about all my white privilege on the podcast.
No, there's just that. There's like, and my parents, I think, were like protective of what we were hearing, like from, you know, but there was voices that existed that we didn't agree with that we had to figure out whether or not we believed in them or liked them. There was no, you don't get to speak. The other side, or like my parents, I grew up homeschooled Christian in the South and son of a pastor. Like there was obviously an ideology that my parents were trying to get us to follow, but there's also,
I doubt it.
there's also other, the idea that someone else couldn't speak is like, or don't say that
didn't exist.
That's new.
That's new.
So the filter was your household. Like we had focus on the family.
Yeah.
You want to go see a movie? Cool. Yeah. Check focus on the family. See how the Christians reviewed it.
Same.
And see if it has sex scenes in it. See if it has language in it. Like all
that's a better way to describe it.
Opposed to like the platforms are the ones being the, the censor.
They're deciding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like what somebody was like, what planet do you live on? Do you think that you get to live in a world free of views that aren't yours? That's nuts. And so you get taken down for something. You go, I mean, I've thought about when I've posted stuff, I go, I don't want to get like a strike against my account. So then you're like, well, you're not, but then, I mean, I guess at live shows, you're like, I don't want to say, I mean,
you're allowed to make mistakes, though. That's the thing. It's like, you, especially as a comedian, you're mostly making mistakes.
Mostly.
And then you're picking I didn't screw that up. And most of the crowd like that, or 80%.
Yeah.
And you gather those eggs together, and that's your special. But
that's your,
it's mostly, if you're watching someone work out a new hour or something, you know.
That should be the title of the next
mostly
special. Mostly mistakes. Yeah. Well, they want you to, what do you think America, I was going to say your audience or my audience, what do you think they want from us? I think they want us to.
I think they want their money back. That's the those are the messages I've been getting this week.
Mostly.
Refund.
Yeah. And you're like, we never came to a show, so it's free. Yeah. What do they want? I think they want, they see all these things that we do. They see like, hey, I gotta have I gotta drink out of a rainbow koozie this month and go to a staff meeting where I have to put a flag on my desk. And they let's not take that example, but a lot of things that have happened over the past 5 years that they go,
so many things.
Not sure. And this is the quote I wrote down. It said, like, political correctness is pretending to believe in public what we do not believe in private.
That's perfect.
That's it. So everybody is masquerading in around town at your job. Oh, like, oh yeah, 100%. And they, in private, they all have a group text with their buddies. Like, have you seen these, like some of these TikToks that have like 5 billion likes, and it's the most inappropriate thing ever. And no one, there's like one, two, three comments on it. Because all the likes or all the shares are private.
Yeah.
Meaning everybody's grabbing the link and texting it.
A famous comedian just texted me.
Yeah.
Or DM me. And
is this an impersonation?
And he was like, I like the trans stuff. Keep doing the trans stuff.
Who's that?
Why are you doing trans stuff? The worst Seinfeld ever.
In private, he's just super prejudiced.
What's the deal?
I'm tired of these he hims and these she hers. That's a bad sign. I know I can do a better one.
I'm dying.
But he, I thought he was going to say, I'm going to share your video. But he said, I'm sharing it in my WhatsApp group.
Yo, yeah.
Mm. And perfect I was like, example. Oh, man, I wish you just shared it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instead of to six people
in
private.
Well, that's what I think every comic, not every comic, I talk about this in my show, comedians are killing it these days.
It's comedians, a good time. With all the,
it's a like, great time
the,
to
the
be
anger
a
I have about censorship and stuff, and it is a bitch.
Yeah.
But it's still better.
Comedians are, yeah, because everybody, I feel like at their job, at their church, at their restaurants they go to, everyone is being kind of, that gap, that quote I just read you, is becoming wider.
It's
It used to be, the stuff you couldn't talk about was like wild. And now it's like, everybody's going in, and they got to just be like, all right, come. Like,
well, it's we've gone, and I love Jordan Peterson talks about this. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yeah, I heard of him.
And it's like I'm not doing a impression of him. It's like, you know, I got to rescue my father from the belly of the whale, clean my room before I start trying an impression of Jordan Peterson. Mm. So it's like I was reading 12 Rules for Life and, you know, life isn't about how many, it's not about responsibility. It's about how many pronouns you have, John. It's about how many statues you topple, you know? So, well, that's all I'll say about that.
How do you do that?
That's my favorite one
that's
so far.
That's crazy, man. Awesome. That is wild.
I love
the
him,
voice
man.
Cracks.
You know the
well, amazing.
I met him and I had like a breakdown.
You did?
Yeah.
You did him?
No, I met him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you had a breakdown?
Well, I just couldn't handle it. And it got apart. So weird. Yeah, I almost risked doing a movie with Daily Wire last year and they tried throwing me out. And
what'd
I thought,
you do, dude?
I stayed to meet Jordan Peterson. I wasn't allowed to be there. I snuck in the office.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't do that.
And I risked my whole relationship with them to meet him. But it would have been worth it.
And did you?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you do the impression for him?
No.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that in front of him.
No.
You can't
no,
do that in front of him.
No.
Well, you know the...
But he said, I'm sorry, I got a long way to say. What I love that he says is you never know when the left goes too far.
Yeah.
You know when the right goes too far because it's like Scheisenhagen, Froggen. You know, people start wearing hoods and stuff.
Too much. Yeah.
We are now seeing it's way harder to know. It's like how many pronouns are too many?
Yeah.
50?
There's no end on that side.
There's 32 genders by law in the state of New York right now.
Okay.
And I read them on stage because they're unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, so it's like people are starting to go, oh, you don't know that it's too far until it's way too far on the
way
left.
Too far. Yeah. Well,
I'm fascinated by that.
It's interesting because when you keep going, like nobody can say, everybody's saying privately, like, all right, like there's, I don't want to get canceled for this, but there's two genders. He's leaving. Dude. Hold on.
Out of here. See ya.
Hey, we had a good run. Yeah. There's
one gender.
No.
Yeah. Man.
Everybody, you don't really have to like what is that quote? This is the second quote. Like when you have facts, you pound the information. When you don't, you pound the table.
Mm.
Like or something like that.
Can we stop and just take a moment and that we are talking about that there are only two genders? Like, it's crazy.
I guess I never thought about it like that. It just
I always said 10 years ago, say, hey, you're gonna have a debate. You're gonna have to debate someone that there's only two genders and not 50. You'd be like, all right, put the straitjacket on.
Well, I don't think I think when the comedy is done the best, it is not. There's a lot of screaming and protesting. And the other side, when the right gets involved in that, we lose. Like, we don't, like, just
the facts live
you
on
you mean
their
just
own.
Like leave it be.
Yeah, I think just like when we I'm not even like I wouldn't be a part of any I don't think I would ever. Would you be, ever be a, in a protest? I don't think I ever would.
For the right cause,
I went
sure.
to a
let me think if I would.
What would you protest?
If I ever if somebody was like, "Hey, we're going." You don't go. You don't go. I think
well, look, well, let's say your YouTube page was removed.
Yeah.
And what would there's going to be a protest a like in front of YouTube. Protest? Yeah, yeah. It's like
I'd go to that.
You,
yeah,
your
to
life
that.
Now depends on that.
I guess. Yeah. So you're so in this country, you're allowed to. You should be allowed to protest.
Yeah.
And I've seen it all. We peacefully, see it all the time. Yeah. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Peacefully.
What?
Peacefully, John. Peacefully.
But that's what January 6th was, right, Trump?
It was so peaceful. It was people were taking naps. They said it was so peaceful. It was like a. It was like a. Shavasana. It was like a big Shavasana. And so people were in child's pose. People were in downward dog and they were just peacefully protesting. And it's so sad.
Dude, you know the...
We're going to lower yoga prices. It's Trump rallying in Brooklyn.
There, you know.
Espresso is going to be $2. We're putting a cap on espresso. It's crazy what they're doing with these...
Doesn't the I've heard that like when like ventriloquists like when they
that's already funny
no I've heard about ventriloquists is that when they like they're all very they like to be by themselves what's it called
you're kidding
nah, what's
the
it called
guy that talks to this guy
what is that called?
No, this guy wants to be a party.
Actually, introvert. They're very, all very introverted. And like a lot of, you know, comedy, we travel on the weekends and at the comedy clubs, there's a condo. There's a condo for everywhere. All the comics stay in the condo. And they were saying that like when a ventriloquist comes in, like he, when he's alone, he just gets like the doll and like talks to it. They like
I heard someone laughing
someone
in, the hall.
In the other room.
They're like talking, like
you live streaming.
Like yeah. When a ventriloquist, I've heard that when a ventriloquist goes like to do radio, when there's no cameras in there, they have to bring the doll, like the doll, to talk to because that's how they
can't just be them.
And I'm thinking
it's
about
like a service animal.
I'm thinking about Tyler yeah. In a hotel for 2 months by himself and just like talking as Trump. Or like
and Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, do you just go if you're alone, do you just like do it?
Yeah, I call room service. I said four pillows. This is I'm gonna deport you so quick. I know you're here illegally. We know what you're doing.
I don't know why it's so funny.
Oh, I'm dead.
It's so funny.
Oh, I'm dead.
Because he's so funny.
What's the most inappropriate scenario you've pulled out an impression in?
Great question.
Oh.
Where you were like, oh, I'm doing this.
When I'm I was committed. With a woman. Yeah. When I was with a woman.
We figured okay. that. We figured that. Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
Who was the impression?
Matt Walsh comes in. What is it? it was Trump. Yeah. Like, because you know, women are so far left in New York, and it's like I have to date those women, which you can imagine, all hell breaks loose at some point when they find my videos or something, or like
oh, yeah,
know what
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
It's like I've had so many women break up with me over that, or like before we even go on the date, she goes, "Oh, found your Instagram. Sorry, you know, not going to work." But I did a Trump to this girl and just freaked her out.
What'd you say?
Like, I think we were in bed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not going to go where you think it's going to go. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, well, that was so good for you. How good was that for you? So good. Probably the best you've ever had. The best you've ever had. Making great again, aren't we? That's what we're doing. Can I say that? I can say
that. It's not going to go where you think it's going to go. No. It goes where you think it's going to go.
Yeah. And she was so mad. She was so mad. She was so mad, but then, like, she was... She kind of liked it in
Who
a way.
Who wouldn't laugh at that? I feel like everybody would laugh at that.
Yeah. I mean, I have people at shows in Brooklyn will yell to stop doing the impression.
Really?
They can't handle it. Like, stop. Like, they just put their head in their hands. It's so fun.
Wait, who's the? There's a guy that is like all over TikTok now that goes out in public doing it. He doesn't look like him at all.
Oh, geez.
He's great. I don't know, the accent is just perfect.
He wears the wig, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blonde wig. The skinny guy. He's not even, he doesn't wear a prosthetic.
Yeah, he has a Trump tattoo.
He does?
Yeah, he has a Trump tattoo. And so he's a comedian in New York.
Okay,
yeah. And I remember when, you know, when I found out he, I was like, I can't believe this guy has a Trump tattoo. But that's when
I was. Real, in support or against?
I think in support.
I think tattoos are always in support, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no matter. Yeah, tattoos are in support.
I mean, I have a Hillary one on my back, but yeah, well, that's nothing to do with
lower back.
Is that James Austin Johnson?
Nah, this guy's just. It might be.
I think his name is Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it, he's great.
Jason Scoop.
I see him on TikTok all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude, this guy is hilarious.
Yes.
Where I'm going to be turning myself in.
He's so good.
Right, well, we're here with the fake news, right? They're trying to kick me out so unfairly, so unfairly.
This guy rules.
He does the, like,
yeah. Look at that sign across the street. You got black African American for Trump. And they know so many jobs, a lot of the people in this courthouse. This guy right here, we got him that job.
We got him that job.
And this guy, too.
I'm right at the fire. I don't know if you gave me my job.
That is a wonderful African American man, and it's so good.
The hands, the dangling
hands. I don't have to watch the whole thing. That guy's great, dude. Yeah, it's for, yeah. It doesn't matter if it's four. It does. I saw SNL with Dana Carvey do Joe Biden. He did a Joe Biden like on SNL, and it was like. No. He did it
on a late night talk show.
Yes, and it wasn't like. He was making fun of Trump. I go, oh, y'all still can't.
Dana was?
No, the Biden character. Oh. Or no, it wasn't even critical of Biden. It was still, okay. He was very complimentary towards, and I was like, this is nuts, dude.
Dana does have some where he goes in, though.
On Joe Biden.
On Joe Biden. Yeah,
oh, it was
yeah.
On Colbert. It was on Colbert.
Okay.
Is this the one you saw or no?
I don't know. But one, he really, he goes in on just how, like, you know, how nonsensical he is. I mean, yeah, he could probably go a little farther, but Dana covers.
He's pretty chill.
He plays a little safe, I think.
Gosh, dude. Yeah, because even if you could do a for or against, like, I don't know if that guy is for or against Trump. And I don't think that's what's great about it. Is it just he's just impersonating him?
Exactly. You shouldn't know.
Yeah, you don't know if I go, this is hilarious. And I would imagine, just like I would imagine that Trump would think your impersonation was funny.
Yeah.
You know who does that great is Gary Vee. He's great about people roasting him, and he like invites them on his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He had a convention where the whole opening was just impersonators of him.
Now that might be a little narcissistic, actually. Now that I think about it, but he was he was fun about it, and good for him.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson will retweet my impressions of him.
He will.
Yeah.
I would imagine everybody would think that's what was funny. If you don't want to hear Trump's voice, you're like, please no.
It's so funny. There's no. That's why, like, if DeSantis wins, there's not much you can do.
Well, let's look back. Who's the good? Who's the best impersonations for presidents? Clinton obviously was top tier.
Clinton, Bush.
Bush 2.
Bush 2 is probably the best. Because he said the
Bush
funniest stuff.
The best.
He made up words. Yeah. He would combine
then,
words.
Obama wasn't good.
No.
We're talking about in terms of being for
racially, you mean? We're talking about racially. We're
being able
by
to
race.
Okay. Impersonate. George Bush 1 wasn't good. And then I don't think I was. I don't
but
think
Dana
I was
still found a way to make it really funny.
Biden or Joe Bush?
The original Bush. Do you remember his?
I don't remember.
Oh, so funny.
I mean, I remember like the. I'm not obviously doing it, but like George Bush 2.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody did him.
Yeah. He would make up vocabulary words and nobody cared.
When he said, we got to stop terrorism, now watch this tee shot. It was just top.
Now watch.
He was on a golf course.
Yeah. Now watch this drive.
Yeah. I was just like, this guy's unbelievable.
Get him back, man. Yeah. I want a third term of George Bush.
Oh, so you're saying DeSantis is not.
There's nothing funny about him.
There's nothing good to.
There's nothing good to impersonate.
Well, SNL, that is kind of like their thing. They get the presidents. And then when there's a Republican president, that's their time.
That's their time.
That is their time.
I know. And imagine the show if they actually made fun of everything.
Imagine.
They miss on so much.
What a world. Yeah.
Did you ever audition for SNL?
I did.
You did?
I did. Mm-hmm.
At 30 Rock?
No, I submitted an audition through my agent when I lived in LA on video.
What's that process like?
I think they were, let's see, they were asking for, obviously they were
five characters. Yeah. Five whatever. Impressions,
yeah. I think they did five and I did, and I wrote, I think I did, this is very early on. I was like, I did like Uber driver that really wants to tell you about his, or like five, you think of five, I don't know, bits or I don't have impersonations. So I just wrote, you know, guy from the Midwest who goes to New York for the first, or just like what I do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here's the kind of, I would have been more of a writer and then submitted.
I don't know. No, I think, I mean, especially nowadays, they're not dependent on people doing impressions.
Well,
who on there?
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, but like,
they lowered the bar pretty heavily.
Well, we have one of our, I don't think they have it anymore. Nobody's writing, right? Is there a strike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a writer's strike. Yes, yeah, so I don't think anyone's doing it. But we talked about those when they do that joke swap with the racial stuff. That's like that's the only thing I've seen from SNL in 5 years.
Which one?
You know, when they do on the Weekend Update where they, Colin and Michael Che switch, they write jokes for each other.
Yeah. That's the only funny thing.
I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah. But I haven't seen much out of SNL in.
I did forever. A show last week. It was a bunch of SNL cast members on. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't even know they were on SNL.
Yeah, because they're probably on the writer's strike. Because I think they can't do anything. Yeah,
it looked
but
like
they can write stand up. That should be illegal too.
That should be illegal
if they're not allowed to write.
That's a good point.
Yeah, why are they allowed to write stand up?
Yeah, because then they come and they take all the spots.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, is there a divide? Is there a divide amongst? The New York City comics?
A divide in which
there's
way?
There's no, everybody's like, I went down to the stand. Where did I go down there? Like 3 weeks ago. Chappelle was there.
Oh.
And you were there.
Yeah.
Or you were there the night before, maybe.
I was at the cellar.
Yeah.
Oh, you were at the cellar?
I was at the cellar. Yeah.
Oh.
But I saw later on your Instagram that you got bumped by Chappelle or something like that.
I got bumped one night and then the next night I went on right before him.
That was it. All right. So I wasn't there the night you were there. Yeah. Did you introduce him?
No. They had a host, but I knew he was there. So that was weird going like, now I'm like, kind of want to pick the jokes for him, which is like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have to change much. I was just doing my set, but it was cool.
Yeah. There's no parody is what it kind of sounds like that everybody's just kind of do like, cause I'm like, did these jokes are fun?
So you went and watched the show.
No, I just was upstairs in the restaurant or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's no, like, Ryan is, like, making pair, like, he's the only one speaking those jokes.
Right.
Him and, like, I would say you, and, like, that's why there's, like, everybody else is, like, not, is, like, on the other side.
Yeah, or at least not making fun of it. I mean, it's kind of fun, though.
That's a better way to say it. You don't know what everybody is privately, but publicly, what people are talking about.
Because a lot
about.
Of them come up to me and go, thanks, you know, I wish I could. And I go, you can.
That's
you
nuts,
can.
Dude.
You're 40 years old.
Yeah.
You can say what you want,
I wish I could.
I'm done pandering to the, like, oh, I wish. It's like, I did that for a couple of years where I'm like, that's fine. I'm fine going, you know, thank you, whatever. But
I mean, if you were like, Gabriel Iglesias, and you're like, hey, I got a huge career going here. I do stadiums. I'm just probably going to keep it a little bit to myself.
Yeah.
You go, that would make, sure. But if you're like,
these are guys that are like barely touring.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying. Is like, dude,
this might be the best time for you to start saying what you want.
Yeah, because there's nobody, supply and demand.
Exactly.
There's nobody saying it, or there's no one being honest.
At first, it was kind of frustrating, but now I see the benefit of going on after five people who do a very similar thing.
Because
if you can come on, and counter all of it or make fun of the stuff they aren't, the crowd really will reward you for it.
I don't even know. Yeah, I guess we don't really have a contest. I mean, down here in Nashville.
It's hard, though, because you're going after some people that are viciously like, screw all white men. All white women should have their uteruses ripped out.
That sounds like a hilarious bit.
It's getting, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Great bit.
It's funnier in Jordan Peterson's voice. So sometimes it is kind of scary to go on after that. I go, ooh, they're going to like hate me for this.
Yeah.
But if you keep it for the crowd.
Well,
I treat it like a debate now.
Yeah.
It's almost like a debate team where someone will go on and say these horrible things about everything I stand for. And yeah. I'm like, all right, now I get to go
on. Now up. Let me yeah. give a shot.
Yeah.
Well, don't you, it's like, don't you have to be, if you, like, if you can't say what you want to say, if you can't speak how you feel, then if you really, like, what I try to do is, like, I've been, quote, hurt by one side, or like, you know, we always say in here, like, dude, just forgive your parents, meaning like, if you have, you carry so much baggage from,
but that's so many dads for me to forgive.
Yeah, okay.
I have so many dads. I don't have the time, John.
Or forgive, try to forgive one at least to start.
Forgive one of your dads.
Yeah, or like, let's say,
no, that's a great, it's a great,
or like, if you get, like, I know, I, a better example, I know someone that was fired from their job for not getting the vaccine. I know this person, and this person was, I wouldn't say reasonable, but moderate, definitely. Mm. And then their social content has turned very angry towards the left or towards whoever that, yeah. that they had this life, they had this job, they had this situation going on. This person, something was done wrong to you. I don't even say wrong to you, but then that I got to make sure that my stuff is not coming across too. I'm not mad at trying to get, like, a lot of people.
I think you're look, it's going to go through ebbs and flows. Yeah, I mean, if at first you get fired for not getting a vaccine, that could ruin your life.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. And you would, like, be upset.
I barely see my family anymore. Like, this pandemic and the woke stuff has shattered my family.
Yeah.
The gender ideology stuff, the vaccine. Yeah, yeah, I wasn't allowed in my family's house. We don't even have holidays together anymore because of that.
So that
it's like, it's tragic beyond belief. So if you're angry about that at first, fine. I think, like,
maybe that's fine.
You can't let it control your whole life, but I think you're allowed to, like,
I think that's what I'm saying is where your emotion about something has now started to hurt you in terms of your profession. So, and I go, let's say if you have one joke about, like, let's say your family is in Canada and then you weren't allowed to go there because of the vaccine. You're like, one Justin Trudeau joke. And you're like, all right. Then you're like, two and three and four and six. And about, and you're like, dude, chill.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what when I miss with my content is it has become not enough punchlines. And two, just, I mean, I think he's just mad at this.
Is a comedian?
As a comedian. As a comedian.
Is this guy a comedian?
I'm talking about myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, when this was about you?
Yes, dude. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said some guy who got fired for.
Oh, no, that's not about me. But I'm saying when I. Yeah,
like,
sorry.
That whole story
no.
was about
yourself. Yo, chill. That's
this
not
guy,
about me.
No, no. Yeah, he's got a podcast.
He lives in Canada. Wow.
Is this weird. Friend in the room?
Yeah, he's talking to a guy who does impressions.
Crew. Yeah. Yeah, where you go, I don't want to carry this burden down to the people of Jacksonville, Florida, because I want to.
You thought you were doing that too much.
When I miss on my content online, it's when I'm just too angry about it. And it's not clever enough. It's not funny enough.
Oh,
it's just I had that bit about the drag race.
What's the bit?
I was like drag. Everything drag has been outlawed in Tennessee. I'm going to go to Kentucky. I'm going to this drag. I've never heard of it before. I'm going to this drag race. And I show up and it's like a bunch of cars. And I'm like, what? Oh, I thought. So it was just a clever.
Yeah.
And the same with your Trump. It's just a clever exposing of, it doesn't really take a side. It's just like.
Exactly.
So, like, I've always imagined all the people in Jacksonville, Florida that, 2,000 people are coming out to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go in there, help lift their burden.
Sure.
Because it's heavy. Life is heavy, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm going there and putting mine onto them is when I miss.
Yeah. I think it could be a healthy balance.
Yeah.
You go through a breakup. Everyone's got a breakup rant that could sometimes be brilliant. They're just going through a devastating
thing. And
at
the time, it was, and you'd like.
And so sometimes
a year
it's
later,
still like
you don't feel like that
you're
anymore.
Burdened, but then they're laughing at your burden. So it all depends on, I'm still going to, if I'm going to do this to entertain them.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
Yeah.
Because life is going to be wild. And this, we're in this for the long haul, mm-hmm. too. Also, the internet's basically an open mic now. You know,
it's like, you can say anything. Yeah.
You're just tossing stuff anything, up there, but every it doesn't, day.
Yeah. There's no penalty for
it. We're not going and crafting an hour special over 5 years, then bringing it to HBO.
Yeah.
So there is like, there's, I think, there's a little bit of grace that could be had.
That your ego, I don't.
And it's like, you just take the video down if you don't like it. Or
yeah.
Everyone's moved on.
I've seen people take their divorce all the way to the end of their career.
Sure.
Or like, you just like, dude, or like the ex, or like, I guess a lot in politics where you're like, oh, you're like the... it's hurting you where everybody right. goes, dude, we don't feel that strongly about this. And I, yeah. maybe I just, you got to listen either to the internet and the whatever views or likes or comments or shares, and then stand up wise. The same.
Yeah. There's a lot of different, now we're getting feedback from so many different places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how many likes, how many views, how many shares.
Yeah. Yeah.
The live response.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to do different on Twitter than it does in a live space, but yeah. I don't know. I think having just like a really fun, I think you do this well, a really fun, experimental, playful element to yeah. it, then all that stuff kind of takes care of itself.
Which is what Bill Burr is the best at. That he's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, after every, he's like, he'll say very strong statements about,
I don't know, I'm an idiot, right? Yeah. I don't know. What do I know? Right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Which sometimes I don't like, because I'm like,
you do.
You're allowed to. I think people get a little too soft nowadays.
Part of the character, man.
You're also allowed to take a side.
Yeah.
You know? Right now, I think politically, yeah, I made fun of the right. That's all I did, was make fun of the right politically in my stand-up for my whole life.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot, but when I made fun of politics, it was the right.
Yeah.
Now, the hilarious stuff is happening on the left. It's fine to go.
That's a great point.
All of the funny stuff. There's nothing funny happening on the right.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not much.
Not much.
Not compared to like we're in make-believe land right now.
When those guys, remember those guys, they were like, they dressed up as like those masks, and then they tried to like the Pride group or something like 2 weeks ago.
No,
on those bikes. They were on those bikes in Washington, D.C., and they were trying to, remember they went into the subway? You didn't see.
No,
that.
I didn't.
I'll show it to you after. It was like the bunch of group of like, patriots for Republicans, something like that. And I was like, all right, guys, what are we doing?
Was it real though?
No, it was a bunch of guys in masks, and they were like trying to do it.
Sometimes those things are set up though.
Yeah, it might have been set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what would you say to somebody that was following you and then they would say you switched sides? That's just, you're just saying the funny stuff started happening on the other side.
Yeah, you're allowed to go with the flow too. There's comedy, you know, it doesn't have to be so black and white, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, funny stuff is happening right now. A lot of people are like, "Oh, you only make fun of the pandemic." I'm like, "No, well, during the pandemic when I was locked in my house,
yeah, that was all
I wasn't working, wasn't dating, life shut down. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I found different ways to do it.
Yeah.
And like, I put up a pandemic joke the other day, and someone's like, wow, 3 years later, still doing pandemic. I was like, I also have a World War II joke.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Too soon, dude. Too soon.
I'm going to talk about my childhood a bit. Is that, what's the cutoff here?
Yeah. So where's, yeah.
The best thing to do is not engage at all. That's the, I find the best thing to do is not engage.
You don't, in the comments, you mean?
Yeah, because I engaged with that guy yesterday and I felt stupid.
Yeah, I always feel dumb whenever I do it.
Yeah, unless it's a really funny comeback or something.
Yeah, I always feel dumb whenever
Just cut there.
Yeah. That was the end. Anyway, it's great. It's good to have him in here. Yeah, I always feel bad when I engage in somebody that's angry with me, because it never goes well. No, it never goes well. Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you handle it? Because you must get...
I screenshot it and send it to my buddies, and we make fun of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find his address and everything?
Yeah, go over to his house. No. But I think a lot of those things are... You know, we talk about that sometimes in here. They're like, oh, what you're like posting, like that was for your group chat. Like that was for your buddies. This was not for the internet.
Right.
You know, that
was...
You're angry at that. You should have just handled that privately. Yeah.
And compared to the positive feedback I'm sure you get, it's like, it's nothing.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Yeah.
It's nothing.
But comedy, what'd you say? Comedy's going good for you, though, is it?
Yeah.
It's going great.
I'm literally all of my dreams are coming true.
Why do you say that at the beginning, dude?
Oh.
Do you get an opportunity?
Well, I mean, I'm here doing a movie. Yeah. I'm a fan of yours. I'm on your podcast. And you're doing we got to do a show the other day together.
Yeah,
we did a show.
Yeah, I didn't see you. I got there late.
Oh, okay. I did all your jokes.
Yeah.
I did your set. If you noticed.
Lucy said you killed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been doing stand-up for 15 years every night in New York City. Like, you know, where sometimes you're doing 3, 4, 5 shows a night. So, so it's.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's just like it's boot camp. I get to just enjoy the fruits of it, which is unbelievable.
You travel around and touring and selling tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what percentage of the show would be impressions? How many would you do in a show?
Oh, sometimes none.
Really?
Okay, only started doing impressions because I needed an SNL tape. My manager was like, do you want to submit for SNL?
Yeah.
The only reason. So I'd have to come up with 5 and then I didn't get it. And then every year I'm making these tapes and I needed 5 new ones a year. And then I was like, oh, I might as well use them.
And what are your best ones?
I mean, I do the Trump-Biden comparison,
which
is also funny when people are like, oh, you're making fun of Democrats. Like, no, I made fun of Biden and then Trump back to back. What more do you want?
Yeah. Seems fair to me.
Yeah. Bill Burr, I've been doing forever.
Gosh, it's so good.
Which is so fun. And that was on a Halloween show. There's a show, Shtick or Treat in New York. It used to be the best show ever where comedians, you had to impersonate another comedian.
Oh, man.
So I just went up and did Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And then I did a Bill Burr masterclass where I got a bald cap and I'm teaching like young woke comedians how to do stand up. That's maybe my favorite sketch I've ever done.
Yeah. It's not, I feel like it's fun to like today, I'm going to leave the studio and then I'm just going to like, what do you want to make? You can just make anything.
Yeah.
And put
it out. Do you do during your, during your day?
I don't know. Think about jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about jokes and then how to make them. Pretty much. That's all I do.
Do you have like a
how to write jokes?
Yeah. Just like.
I write down in my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So wherever I got, we just got back from, we went to Honduras all weekend. Whoa. We were down in Honduras. That place is wild, dude.
Honduras.
It's crazy.
I've been waiting to hear about this.
Yeah. I was in Honduras.
Where's Honduras?
That's so disrespectful, dude. No, I'm just kidding. It's in Central America.
Yeah.
We're in the San Pedro Sula, Honduras, which is the murder capital of the world.
What were you doing shows there?
We were making a video.
You were there just to make a video?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah.
You guys went?
No, this isn't a video.
I'm making a video. I can't really, it's like the video you're making. I can't really talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, but it was.
We call it a movie, but
hang it.
Video. When's your video that coming out?
Video you're doing.
When's your little sketch? When's your little TikTok sketch coming out? That's a movie.
Will your video be in theaters?
Yeah. Well, no, it will. Yeah. It'll only be available in portrait mode. Yeah. So, no.
Mine is a long TikTok.
Yeah. Mine's a.
I'm going to see that long. You see that new long TikTok?
What's a movie? Okay, a movie, kids, is, you know, like a screen, right? Like your phone screen. Okay, so imagine that sideways. And then...
How many TikToks is it?
Bigger. But yeah,
That's
like,
awesome, dude.
Yeah, you could just go... Like, I was like, man, this is a hilarious idea. We should go down to South America. Excited. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah, you have pure freedom now.
We talk about on this we talk about this in the pod
as like pure as it can be,
as pure as it can be
where you can say no to anything. Pretty much anything.
Yeah, where if somebody like if you first starting, I remember taking like, it's interesting you talk about those comedians and say I can't say that, I wish I could. All right, so you get, when you start your career, you got to make money first. So you're like, all right. So some guy was like, hey, you want to come do my wife's birthday party? She's a big fan of yours. Come to the backyard. And I go, no, I don't. But I do.
I will.
Yeah, because I got to pay rent. So you get kind of above that. And like, not to go back to Bill Burr again, but like if he has a podcast read that he doesn't need them. And I'll just trash on it. And then but if you need... The pod ad, like this, we have ads here. It's like, it's not totally pure. It's a little bit more pure. And that's what all you want for comedy is just you, like when you hear S, when I would watch an episode of SNL, you go, all right, they got McDonald's, Delta, Pfizer, Coca-Cola as they're at, you go, this is not pure, like what we're seeing here. And I think that's what, like, prior to, like, in the election, you're like, what we're seeing from the socials is not pure, right? It's not, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that is not getting.
Yeah, you're going, what's Pfizer going to think about this? That's not a good
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the socials are squelching things that they don't want and then promoting things that they do want.
Yeah.
And then you go, it's just not.
Well, you look at like a Dylan Mulvaney, my Lord, he has 10 million followers, you know, they're promoting his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever, like all power to him. You know what I mean? As a creator, like I'm jealous.
Her.
Oh,
come on.
Sorry.
Unbelievable. Not in this.
This era. Could be my last podcast.
Yeah. You're trying to live in a world where you just want the purest of information. The purest of information is your group text with your buddies.
Yeah, and probably not the best to have the largest app in the world, a communist Chinese app. I can't believe people are talking. They're going. I can't, really, they took that down from TikTok. I'm going, yeah, Xi Jinping isn't a big fan of my, you know, my long COVID joke.
What would Trump think about that TikTok's owned by the Chinese?
So, frankly, and TikTok, it would have been a better name for a dating app for women in their late 30s, TikTok. You know what I'm talking about, TikTok, because time is running out. And so TikTok and... No, their eggs are dying. They've been lied to by the radical left. The radical left feminists are telling them, go out, do your best life. They're doing these OnlyFans. OnlyFans. And it's sad. It's sad. Freezing their eggs. That's what they're doing. Making love to these women. They've got ice packs shoved up there. That's really sad. It's like a cooler at a 4th of July party. It's stuffed.
Bud
Lights.
What does Jordan Peterson think about TikTok being owned by the Chinese?
Well, that's all I have to say about that.
What about Bill Burr?
Sorry.
You can't just do them like that.
I had such a natural, natural flow earlier.
Yeah. It's brutal.
That's freaking brutal. Right? I don't know.
Do you ever get stuck in one?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be walking around the house. I've got a dog. I'll be like, Labradoodles love me. Look at these doodles are coming out in droves. They're coming out in droves. Sleeping with me. They can't get enough.
Oh, man. Well, I think that's what.
Never got an audition in for SNL 5 years in a row.
No, they didn't call you back for that?
Never got a live one.
Never.
No. Yeah, and Shay is like openly a huge fan of mine. So I'm like, he'll see me kill. I'll be like, I'll say this to the camera. I would not do that show for any amount of money. If they call me and say, we want you to start in September next year, no way.
What if it started to become different?
No, I've lost all respect for the show.
Yeah. Well, SNL, I don't know.
We have our own.
Yeah, yeah, we wouldn't. It would be going back
we
in
have
time.
Our,
it
was like
going back in time.
You have a TV network on your phone.
Yeah, it'd
be
going back in time.
It's like.
For me to quit doing what I'm doing to go work at SNL would be a going back in time.
You could start your own. I mean, you don't need to. You know.
That's like if somebody was like, hey, you should do you're going to do a sketch show on Comedy Central. I was like, so go back in time? You want me to go back in time?
No.
Because there was more people that would like. A Comedy Central show. Do they have shows? I guess they do.
I don't even know.
That comes on at like they have original programming.
You have to go to the airport to watch Comedy Central.
I don't know where. Let's say you're like, hey, CMT is going to, you're going to have a TV show on CMT. You're like, if I had a video that goes the amount of views that they get, I would be like, this is the biggest failure of all time.
Absolutely.
This is the biggest failure. Like 150,000 people would watch a Comedy Central on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
If that
more people are watching your stories of you laying in bed
than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like going back in time.
That's the awesome part about the internet.
Yeah, you can make whatever you want. Yeah. So you're it's not totally free, because I know you have built a fan base and I've built a fan base that I know, but I'll inch them forward.
Sure.
They're like, hey, this might be a little bit too much for some of y'all, but like the idea that
you have to lose. I mean,
yeah, the idea that your buddy texted you, he goes, hey, I'm going to share your video on my private WhatsApp, is, as a comic,
yeah,
the best place to be. Because, yeah, you know, if you
read that's now, where we're at
now,
right
it's
now.
Not a commercial place to be sometimes. Because my videos have a lot of likes, no, a lot of shares, but not a lot of likes are the ones that I know. That's what comedy's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I go, all right, Janice, who lives in Greenville, South Carolina, is like, I am dying laughing at this, but all of my Facebook followers, 452 people from my church, my community, my yoga class, and jazzercise or whatever, this is going to be too much for them.
Sure.
It should be too much for somebody. Exactly. Always. And if it's not, that's when you should be worried.
I'm at
now,
the point
you
where
it would be too much for everybody, though.
No. I like now when I lose followers. I didn't like that in the past, but I like it. And it's never a lot. But it used to be painful, and now it's like, okay, good. I should be losing a couple every joke. But I gain way more than I lose.
Yeah, Well, I think Louis C.K., because I was talking about media outlets like won't kind of interact with my stuff. A lot of them do. Mm. I made this post about Salt Lake City 2 weeks ago, and Fox News called,
sure,
and they were like, hey, can you come on tomorrow and discuss it, right? Yeah. Or you make a lot of NASCAR jokes, and that community's like, dude, we love you. Like, come out to the race, right? So, like, Louis C.K. was talking about, when you are on the red carpets, like, that's a thin ice to be on as a comic.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever you're beloved by all the outlets, or like everybody, like no one is like, we're not up. Like, you should be a little bit like on the edge a little
and
bit.
And he was probably so the last one that was on the red carpet, but also still doing what he wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
those days
are kind of over. You can't fuse the two.
You can't anymore.
He was loved by everybody.
And saying things that are way out of pocket.
And way
out of pocket.
Yeah. But that was more normal. That was more acceptable.
Yeah, so those days are over.
Those days are over, which is
exciting
and also
exciting,
tragic in a way.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to choose a side. I don't think you have to choose a side. I think if you're just honest about, like, people are like, oh, dude, I love that. But you're gonna collect a group of people that are going to follow you because they like your outlook on life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best case is they just want to know what you're going to do with a topic. They don't really care so much.
They don't, but they like the way your brain works. And I've heard jokes on the left and right that are like, man, that is hilarious.
Absolutely.
That's when everybody's sending it around privately and no one will post it.
Right.
Is the best. That's when comedy's at its best.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, dirty magazines when we were kids. That's what's happening again. But I think there's something
that
rock and roll about it.
I'm having a tough time understanding. But what do you mean?
Well, you have to sneak it.
Oh, you got
to
pass them around.
Look at this thing that we shouldn't really be seeing.
Yeah.
And you pass it around.
That's all my group text is with my buddies, is that.
But that's happening societally now, which is actually, it's kind of cool. It's kind of rock and roll.
Yeah.
What do you want to be? You want to be in the masses of making the same jokes about everything, or the people that are secretly passing
that's what
your stuff around?
Well, all right. Well, so, and we have our own, like, if you think about the Daily Wire, is like very polarizing. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
And they live here, and a lot of them are friends of ours. But all the biggest podcasts are all theirs. It's all those.
This
dudes.
Segment is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Use code Ben for 50% off. That's ExpressVPN.com. Okay. Folks, let's talk about what's going on the left. AOC has lost her damn mind. She's absolutely lost her mind. She's far left of left.
Where was this one the whole time?
That's really good, dude.
Where was the Venturino the whole time? Gosh, it's so good, dude.
That's
really good.
I'm doing a Ben Shapiro. I'm gonna record a Ben Shapiro at a funeral, giving a eulogy.
Oh no!
So you know, he just keeps doing ad reads. Yeah. Like, Greg was really a wonderful person. Unfortunately, as we know, he wrapped his car around a telephone pole because he did not get enough sleep. If only he got a helium sleep mattress, he would not be laying here right now. Use code RIP Greg for 15% off.
Code RIP Greg.
As we know, because his body was just torn to bits, he has to be cremated. That's why he went to Greg's crematorium. Greg is absolutely burning all competition. That's 100% off. Burn 100% of your family members for 10% off.
It's like all... He just pulls out right at the end of the podcast. He pulls out Shapiro, yeah, dude.
Yeah. A 10 of 10 Shapiro.
I save the best bits for when like 10% of the crowd is watching.
Yes. Nice. I wonder if Ben Shapiro is enough in the mainstream lexicon of this country now that you can make those jokes.
Yeah, you know what?
I would say three, four years ago, you couldn't.
He's the highest watched person on Facebook.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. That's my point.
That's wild.
That's my point is it's the secret passing around of the magazine,
yeah,
is you go look up the charts. I have.
You sound like Trump. Yeah. We have the charts. You want the charts? We've got the numbers. No, we'll get the numbers again. You pull it out of your.
He has it right here. Yeah. They'd all go. That like the all of them are like. I remember back when I lived in LA, the biggest podcast was Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Carolla is the biggest podcast. At the time when I was in LA, and you couldn't find anyone that listened to it.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had one until a year ago.
You couldn't find anyone walking around and to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one. And that's when comedy is at its best.
Yeah.
That's when the comedy should be subversive of the mainstream.
Right.
Like the court jester. Everybody was like, we love the king. And the guy goes, come on.
Yeah.
Why does he walk like that when he carries his, like, and everybody goes dying laughing because you can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that out loud, but you can privately.
That would actually be a great series.
What's that?
Like a period piece about follows a court jester who tours around.
Wow. And
you want to produce it? Dude, that'd be great.
Well, he can only go around his own kingdom, right?
No, but maybe he tours.
Court jester.
He gets hired to like go and roast kings everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He's taking it on the road.
Yeah. So but it's like a serious show.
Yeah. He's so good at it.
And
then he knows that's like if you go too far, they kill you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, nah, that was too much.
That's his goal, is to like ride the line without getting murdered.
Well, I mean, in way, way, way less, that's ours too. Is it not?
No, it is.
I mean, not murdered, but you want to say what you want to say. You want to have a career.
Yeah.
But you don't want to say everything you have to say.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't. I say a lot, and people probably know where I come across on a lot of things. I don't say everything I want to say.
It's probably good you have people in the room with the podcast. I do mine alone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I end up saying way more than I probably should. Tries.
Yeah.
You know, which is probably why people like it, but.
Yeah.
Oof.
Then he goes, yeah, this is, yeah. So let's say if there is come a day and Tyler, we haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
And nobody's heard from it. We'll just go, yeah.
Found the line.
Yeah.
There it is. Found the line.
There it is. Well, thanks for coming in, bro.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
How are you going to be around town? What do you need to promote?
I'll be at Zany's on July 16th.
July 16th.
Zany's.
What's the tour called? Does it have a name or no?
No, because I'm just doing some dates around here. I'm doing the Stardome in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
You do that, ever do that?
Oh, yeah, with that high race stage.
That's on
there.
The 15th.
Okay, the 15th.
Yep.
Go ahead. Yep.
And then I'll be in Austin, Texas. It was supposed to be in 2 weeks, but because I'm doing the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at the Vulcan Gas Company September 29th. I know that's far away.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you can go to tylerfisher.com. I'll be adding all sorts of dates.
There you go. Boom. Go check them out on Instagram. Where should they find you on TikTok? They can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Ty the Fish.
Ty the Fish,
FISCH on all platforms. YouTube is the only one that has not censored me yet, which is wild.
You can do whatever you want.
So that's like the most honest trajectory of my comedy is on YouTube.
Find them on YouTube. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, bro.
Thanks for having me.
You're the man.
Wonderful.
Dude.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net.
It was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.